I'm Jason Lee from the band Trisky, and you're listening to Urban Movement Radio.
I'm King David, the vessel of Unity Music Group, inviting you to stay tuned for Season 6 of Let's Talk to the Lord Gospel Radio Talk Show, created and hosted by Apostle John E. Ross. Keep it locked right there.
Trying to do what's right, but end up doing...
Pretty good.
Perfect.
Listen, everything that we believe God can do, He's more than capable.
He is.
You gotta tell somebody God is about to blow our minds.
I'm ready.
Oh yeah, Brian, this is gonna be a good one.
I can feel it.
I'm ready to sing now.
Let's go.
Come on, put those hands together. Oh yes, let's have some church. Everything we've needed has always been in the hands of God. It's time to speak it into existence. Somebody close to you, I'm going to believe. Oh, thank you.
Holy and blessed greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. I am your gospel radio apostle, Apostle John E. Ross, creator and host of this podcast, lead apostle and founder of the Omega International Prophetic Ministries, and thank you for tuning in for season 6 of the Let's Talk to the Lord Gospel Radio Talk Show. And Kingdom, my guest for this episode in season 6 of Let's Talk to the Lord is Doc Lewis. Kingdom, Doc Lewis is an author, a gospel singer, a radio show host, personality, a husband, a friend, and a champion for anyone affected by so-called birth defects. He says, and I am a child of God. Doc Lewis, welcome to Let's Talk to the Lord.
Thank you so much for having me, man. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to come hang out with me and to have me right here on your show. Thank you.
Amen. And Brother Lewis, before we begin our interview, please share with the Kingdom your story of repentance when you began your life's journey with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
It's amazing because it got started in, really got started in 1988. Got saved in 1988 in Bakersfield, California, at Bakersfield Pentecostal Church of Jesus Christ. And that's when I came to the Lord and God called me to do what I do as a preacher.
Amen. Amen and amen again. Brother Lewis, before we hear about the miracle God performed in your life, please share with the Kingdom a little more about you and what you do in the Kingdom of God and in the body of Christ.
Yes, I am a radio personality. I've been doing it for 4 decades. What I do, I preach the gospel all over the world. Motivational speaker. We have a foundation that we help kids with special needs, and been on the radio again for 4 decades. Started with KKXX 104.9 in 1975 in Gonzales, Louisiana. So we do a lot. We expand a lot. We go around the world with the Special Olympics. We do a whole lot, and I'm glad about it.
Amen, amen, and amen again. Kingdom, before we hear the testimony coming from Doc Lewis, I want to say that for all of us, this last and even current season has been a difficult season, is a understatement. We have witnessed social unrest, violence, a virus that has caused the deaths worldwide of over 5 million people at the time of the recording of this podcast. Kingdom, we have witnessed civil unrest, a government that has left me in and out of shock on a daily basis. We have all suffered loss, so hearing that God is a miracle worker is not easy for many to comprehend at this time. But at the same time, I must reiterate that relationship is key here because God helps us understand He is still a loving, miracle-working God that is in love with us. And through Christ and God the Holy Spirit, He reveals His hurt with us as well. But with our relationship, He reveals to us prophetically, directly, and indirectly through the power of His Word what exactly is going on. He makes sense out of the confusion. He reveals the who, what, when, where, how, and why. He releases healing, miracles, cures, and vaccines. And for those of us who have suffered loss, He released God the Holy Spirit to give a spiritual healing, courage and strength that can only come from God. And he has released glimpses of the third heaven experiences and the glory that awaits us in eternity, which encourages us and reassures us that we are not forsaken or abandoned, and we can yet testify with confidence that God is certainly a miracle-working God. In God's word, the miracles of God are also revealed to as signs, wonders, and power. Kingdom miracles are acts of God that only God can do, and is beyond the realm of human understanding and ability. Listening audience, a miracle is an act of God beyond human understanding that displays God's power and inspires wonder in us as a sign that God is at work in our world. From our fleshly perspective, a miracle of God is an extraordinary or a wonder that reveals or confirms a specific message through the mighty working power of God the Holy Spirit. Jesus demonstrated miracles while here in his flesh, from raising Lazarus from the dead, restoring sight to the blind, casting out demons, healing the sick, walking on water, and the lame came to Jesus, and he healed them all. Matthew and Mark are books filled with healing accounts of God through Jesus Christ. Brother Lewis, please share with the kingdom the miracle that you have personally experienced in your life.
It got started, let's go back into history, and back in 1967. Now, during that year, Lyndon B. Johnson was president, Elvis Presley was getting married, Audrey Hepburn was an actor and one best actress, and a lot of things was going on in that year. But in September of 1967, September 30th, a single mother has a kid, and that was abnormal to human eyes and to the doctors and nurses and even my family. And so therefore, she has this baby that was born brain dead. And get this, not just 1 hour, not just 2 hours, not just 3 hours, not just 4 hours, but 9 hours, totally brain dead and no sound, because when the baby comes out of the mother's womb, the doctor immediately slapped the baby. Well, this baby came out brain dead, totally dead, nothing moving, nothing, no activity at all. Now, the power of prayer and miracle. Grandmother goes downstairs and say, look, leave the baby right where it's at, and I'll be back. Well, we didn't know if it was going to be 9 hours. She comes back up, and she hears a cry, and that was the baby. And so now Dr. Jack Lukes, the only doctor and his staff at Charity Hospital in New Orleans, begin to go to work on this baby. Now, a lot of things and components had to happen, because if you look back then versus today, they didn't have technology like they have today. So you needed a miracle. God stepped in and created this miracle for this kid and this family. And because of that, this kid had to stay in the hospital 2 years without going out of the hospital, because he had to grow. Now, he was only 8 ounces at birth. Could you imagine being 8 ounces at birth? That's very little, very tiny. So being 8 ounces at birth, 1967, now it's 1968. This kid is still in the hospital, 1969 in the hospital, and getting surgeries, having surgeries on the left leg and the brain and all of that, all of those components. Now, you can imagine how the family was taking this, as well as the mother. That's her child. And so, therefore, we needed a strong prayer system, and the grandma had that. And so this baby continues to stay in the hospital, continue to get surgeries, and now it's 1970, 72, 73. He's at home, but he's still going through surgeries and complications that this baby had to go through, growing a little bit from 8 ounces to 5-6 pounds in a couple of years and all of that. And now, look at the miracle God will do and has done for me. Now, it's 1975. This baby is put in a situation. This kid is put in the situation that God put him in, and is only in radio. Can you believe he started radio? I started radio in 1975 in Gonzales, Louisiana, with a gentleman named Lyle Boudreaux, who came in and said, look, asked the grandmother, can I take your grandson with me first to be his bad boy, because he was a baseball coach and professional radio personality with KKXX 104.9. And she said yes. And because of that, I had cast on one leg and brace on the other leg. My family was very protective of me. And because he didn't look at the handicap, but what he looked at is the gifting that God had put in me. And because of the gifting and the miracle, you don't see babies being born like me. They born 2 pounds, 4 ounces and all that, but 8 ounces? You never heard of that. And so God began to do the miracle even before, as he said, I knew you before you was in your mother's womb. So he knew what he was doing. And because of that, we got in the radio. And the miracle around all that is we're touching kids around the world. 13 surgeries, born with cerebral palsy and polio, and telling folks all around the world that you can have a handicap and still be successful. And so I'm grateful for my family, my brothers and sisters in Gonzales, Louisiana, who protected me, and they didn't see me as a kid with the handicap, but they seen me as a brother, a family member with potential, and that's my miracle child. That's my miracle brother. That's my miracle cousin. That's my miracle nephew. That is how they seen me. And my friends there also seen that. They seen the talent, and they seen what God does, and it helped a lot of folks right there, because when they seen me, if you're going through something, and you can have a great day when you look at me and look at the story and look at the miracle that God has done. You can have a great day, and I'm glad about it that he put me in radio, and now we're in 2021. We've been doing it for 4 decades.
Amen. Amen. And hallelujah for that miracle, and amen. Again, Brother Doc Lewis, please introduce yourself to the kingdom.
Yes, I am Doc Lewis, a celebrity radio host, and you can definitely get a hold of me at my website, www.doclewis.mystrickland.com, and my Facebook live show is definitely Monday, Wednesday, and Friday Talk with Dr. Fred Newsom, and Throwback Saturday, 7:45 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And if you need to get a hold of me, contact me right there on my Facebook show, as well as on radio on Sunday morning, 6 to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, KFSR 90.7 FM.
Amen. And how may the kingdom support your ministry and all you do for the kingdom of God and purchase your books?
They can contact me directly for my book, Let Me Tell You My Story, on my T-shirts, and I will be able to get them what they need. Or they can go to, I think it's on Amazon. My book is on Amazon.com. And my Cash App is Doc Lewis Foundation. That is Cash App with the dollar sign Dr. Lewis Foundation. They can do that there, or they can write me, and we'll be able to get them anything they need concerning Dr. Lewis.
Amen and amen again. Kingdom, Let's Talk to the Lord can be heard on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Alexa, and YouTube. You can download episodes from Speaker.com under Let's Talk to the Lord. We are live every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Central Time at KingdomInfluencersBroadcast.com and SensationalSoundsRadio.net. We're there every Saturday at 11 a.m. Central Time. Please write to us at letstalktothelord@yahoo.com. Please follow us on Twitter at Ross Apostle. Please visit our website, letstalktothelordradio.international. Please download our app on your Play Store for your cell phones under Let's Talk to the Lord Radio. You can now ask Alexa to play Let's Talk Radio International and Let's Talk to the Lord Gospel Radio Talk Show. We are now on Roku. On Roku, search us out by programming My Tuner Radio into your Roku, then Let's Talk to the Lord Gospel Radio Station, or you can program the iHeart Radio application in your Roku and search Let's Talk to the Lord Gospel Radio Talk Show. Let's Talk to the Lord Radio International is your 24-hour station for talk radio, interviews, news, and Christian music. On Amazon, order our book, Spiritual Guidance Through Alzheimer's Disease, with author Kimberly V. Porter. The music, my music, is available on Amazon and all digital stores. Lord, Give Me Another Chance, featuring Sean Skills and Tamara Lloyd. And Remember Now, Thy Creator, is under Minister John E. Ross. So, Kingdom, until next time, may God bless you. May God keep you. Every day, living your lives at the foot of the cross, under an open heaven. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Help me, yeah. stop that killing, fighting, racism, and all the bad things that are happening today. We need to love one another.
A new connection to everyone. Let's lead the way,
to a brighter day.
Where everyone gets love and affection. Cause I don't
said we can't take it, but we made it work. We knew that we were worth fighting for, baby. I still remember our first day, how I could make you blush. Just a glance into your eyes would normally be enough. You are still so special, you're my crown, you increase my worth.
We believe God brought us together, so let this be.
You knew that I would make it much more patient than I'd ever be. You decided that you wanted me, and when I used to be out with my friends, they used to be like, bruh, don't you dare do nothing. nothing that'll mess it up, cause they never seen me this happy. Make that girl your everlasting love. We still together, y'all holla back.
So let this be.
rejoice with us as we celebrate the amazing grace of God. Sing, Shabbat.
I am still here, and it's because
sits high. He has the power to heal all my infirmity.
The battle is not yours, it belongs to him.
In his arms,
in his arms, fullness of joy.
He has the power,
he has all the power to conquer all your fears.
He gives me direction. He has the power to conquer all your fears. I won't be defeated because I've won the victory.
The battle is not yours, it belongs to him.
In his arms,
in his arms.
Let you down. Down.